Hare Krishna. Question from Sweta Manjari. She says, may devotees offer their organs after death for helping physically sick people? It is proven that the human cells have their own memory, and I wonder if a devotee's organ could give spiritual benefit as well and wake up the person's interest and attraction towards Krishna consciousness by transplant. Things like health, what to do in preparing for death, and what someone wants to do with their own body, I think is something that everyone has to decide for themselves. Let me start with the second part of this question, because I think the same applies to whether someone wants to give an organ transplant. It's an individual decision. But will giving your organ to someone make them Krishna conscious because your organ has transformed into prasadam, or because your cells have memories and they remember you're chanting Hare Krishna? I would say in the overall balance, no, it's not sufficient to awaken someone's Krishna consciousness, especially not for people who already have another type of inclination, that is a very strong inclination to enjoy the material world, to commit sinful activities, and so on. It will not be a method of preaching, let's put it that way. That said, then there's the moral argument, the mundane moral argument. Well, here's one person who's dead, and here's a person whose life can be saved. Why not help them? And from the mundane moral point of view, that may sound good. However, you have to take into consideration that if you're furthering someone's sinful activities, then you also have to take responsibility for those sinful activities, even though you may no longer be in this physical body. And that's the spiritual reality. On the other hand, if you can give your organs to some other devotee, some other Vaishnava, some other very religious person, a person who lives a sinless life and is interested in spirituality and is progressing in that direction, then that's a different story, especially in the case of a Vaishnava. Then neither there is any karmic reaction for you. There's certainly a real benefit for them. Someone's not going to be perpetuating some kind of sinful ways, namely being responsible for intoxication, the killing of animals by through meat eating, and so on. So in that case, in the way that, for instance, the Brahmin Vishwarup was willing to sacrifice his body for the benefit of the demigods, a devotee may bequeath the organs of his body to some other Vaishnav spiritualist, seeing that they're doing good, not just in the moral sense, but also in the spiritual sense. That's it for today. I spent the whole morning on conferences regarding Laila Braja Mahima, visiting the UK and so on, and I have to get ready for doing Puja of Radha Damodar. And so we'll be back again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.